Heavenly Father, as we reflect on what Julie has just read to us, we do so with thankfulness for all your Son has given for us. And Father, we pray that if we haven't already realized the wonder of it all, that we would be struck by it afresh today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Folks, I don't know about you, but I just love Easter Sunday. I just absolutely love it, and I'm so glad to be sharing it with you. And we're going to have a few wee treats, weather permitting, outside following this, because there's so much to celebrate today. But I don't know if you've ever heard this wee phrase before, but somebody once said to me, Easter is the only time where it's a good idea to put all your eggs into one basket, okay? Easter is the only time where it's a good idea to put all your eggs into one basket. And people right across our world are celebrating, putting all their hope in Jesus, what he's done on the cross for us and what the empty tomb means for us today. I said this off the top of my head at our dawn service this morning, which was absolutely amazing in the old graveyard of Marilyn. But I got two weird messages over the past sort of 24 hours. One was from a guy from Marilyn who had said, you need to come along to the dawn service. And he asked, are we singing Up From the Grave He Rose? I don't even know that song. I never reached Monaghan. So notice, it never reached Monaghan, but it has reached Marilyn. And then I got a message from a family member who lives in Australia. And she asked me just randomly, are you singing this song, Up From the Grave He Rose? And she said, because the brethren, folks that we know, they sent the order of service and they're singing it. I just thought, from Marilyn to Melbourne, but not Monaghan, they're singing Up From the Grave He Rose. Isn't it amazing that right now we're joining with a whole, you know, millions, higher estimate, billions, who believe that Jesus changed everything. And you know, folks, this cross that we have here today, it's a reminder that this is the hinge of all history, isn't it? This is the hinge of all history. Because Jesus died, if he really rose, it changes everything. I know what's changed my life. I was talking to somebody this morning, and they became a Christian in Marilyn Hall a number of years ago, and it changed their life. It's the hinge of their lives, and it's the hinge of all history, this cross. And I just want us to think about that today. There's a picture of the cross. What does it mean to you? Is it the hinge of your life? Has your life turned round because of it? I just want to give you three very simple ideas. This is going to be the shortest talk you've ever heard me give. You can quote me on that, possibly. Okay, now the first thing I want us to look at on this cross is this bit. Okay, so what do we call that? The cross beam. So if we move to the next slide, the cross beam. Because the cross beam tells us something very important about the cross. Now, who here likes Kinder? Who likes Kinder? Okay. There's a new Kinder surprise. It's called Salmonella, isn't it? Okay. And remember they used to ask probably shouldn't have said that. Okay, remember they used to ask on that wee ad, okay, and they asked, how much do you love chocolate? And the wee child said, this much? Okay. Well, what we see on the cross is that Jesus loved us this much, that he died on the cross to save us. And we say in our communion service, he opened wide his arms upon the cross. With love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. That is how much he loves you. And you know, we put X's and O's at the end of our cards to say that we love people. But God gave us this X. God gave us this cross beam to show us how much he loves us. My favorite version of the Bible is not King James or even English Standard Version. It's the Jesus Storybook Bible. Who has it? Well, it's maybe not the most ultimate translation, but it's a great Bible. If you don't have it, even if you don't have kids, buy it. Seriously, it is the most amazing, amazing, amazing book that tells some of the key Bible stories. The Jesus Storybook Bible by Sally Lloyd-Jones. And in that version of the story, they say, that moment of crucifixion, the crowd say, you saved others, why don't you save yourself? And Jesus had, and he could. He was able to call, you know, bread down from the sky. He was able to heal people. He was able to do anything he wanted. But he didn't. And why? Sally Lloyd-Jones says, because it wasn't nails that held him to the cross. It was love. And it really was. If you want to see what love is, look at Jesus' arms stretched out on the cross. Measure that and you will measure how much you are worth. God loves you. That's the message of today, that God loves you. Now, the next part of the cross that I want us to look at is this bit. What would you call that? What would you call that? Sorry? Column. That's a good word, column. I know him well. He's a good fella. Column. Okay. Column. Yes, we'll look at the column of the cross. And the column of the cross, okay? Well, first of all, let's do wide. Let's do wide. We'll do wide. And try not to touch anybody that you don't want to touch in 72 hours. All right, wide. Do you remember at children's club we used to smack people on the face doing that? Don't do that. That's terrible. Okay. All right. Well, this one is I want you to think about high. Put your hands up like that. Okay. There we go. Lovely job. And that column shows us like an arrow pointing to heaven, doesn't it? Like an arrow pointing up to heaven. An arrow reminding us what Jesus has done for us on the cross. He's opened heaven to us. You know, I find this an interesting little word. It's only used twice in the Gospel of Mark. Hope I can find it here. Yes. Who likes skiing? Anybody like skiing? This is skiedzo. Okay, skiedzo. Okay, if you like skiing. And that's the word for torn. Okay. And the word for torn skiedzo only happens twice in the Gospel of Mark. One of them is when Jesus has been baptized and heaven is torn open as he's been baptized and a dove comes down. The other time is where Jesus has been crucified and the curtain is torn. And the curtain is a symbol of like blockage to heaven. It needs to be torn open and it's torn. And what the column points to is the fact that Jesus' death means we can go to heaven. We can really go to heaven. Heaven is open to us. And now all we have to do is look to the cross and we can be saved. The cross beam shows us wide, wide is the love of God. The column shows us that we can go to heaven if we trust in Jesus. And the last thing I want to show you is, oh, sorry, this one doesn't have it. Okay. Maybe the one in Marilyn does. No, there's no Jesus there, is there? There's no Jesus on that cross. And I want you to see that it's empty. And if you look at the screen, hopefully, if we move on to the next slide, you'll see there's the cross. And if you take another wee zoom out, you'll see there's the empty tomb. Because Jesus is not on this cross. And he's not in the tomb, he's risen. I heard about somebody last year. Now, this isn't a story about me. I want you to know that because it could be, you know, the way it sounds. But it's not a story about me. But it's about a minister who's trying to introduce some new things into a really traditional church and all that sort of stuff, okay? And people are getting really annoyed. And apparently, what he did last Easter in his church, it didn't go down well. Lots of modern music and all that sort of stuff. And a lady on the way out the door, she said, if our Lord heard that, he would be turning in his grave. Now, there's something wrong with that statement, isn't there? Because the Lord is not in his grave anymore. Isn't that right? You see, there's three messages I want you to know here today, folks. These are three simple messages. Shortest sermon I've ever preached, all right? God loves you. Say it with me. God loves you. Give me a big wide arms and say, God loves you. Next, heaven is open. One, two, three.
Heaven is open.
And where is he? He is risen. He's risen. Those are three messages that you need to know today. And those are three reasons to worship and praise. Will you stand with me? Let's just pray. Is there anybody here this morning who doesn't know that God loves them? Is there anybody here from wherever you are, whatever age you are, is there anybody here that doesn't know that God loves you? The cross says that he does. The cross says that he loves you so much that Jesus opened wide his arms upon the cross to say, I love you this much that I would die on the cross for you. Is there anybody here that doesn't think they're good enough for heaven? Join the club. The cross has a column that points to heaven and says, the way is open. The curtain's torn. Heaven is open for you. Is there anybody here that's afraid? Is there anybody here who's hopeless? Look at the cross, it's empty. Look at the tomb, it's empty. Jesus is risen. And if you're a Christian, you can have a friend in heaven who's praying for you and he's getting a place ready for you and never leaves you or forsakes you. He's always with you. So maybe there's somebody here who needs to pray this. Dear Lord, I receive your cross and I receive your love. Dear Lord, I want to go to heaven. So I'll put all my eggs in the basket of Jesus Christ. And dear Lord, I believe you're alive, that the cross is empty, that the tomb is open, that you're risen indeed. I give my life to you for the first time, or I renew my commitment to you again. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's lift our voices and sing.